This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The suspect in the attack on a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs can be forcibly medicated in an effort to bring his case to trial. That's a judge's ruling Monday in the case of Robert Deere, who has been found mentally incompetent to stand trial. Prison psychologists have argued that medication could make it possible for him to participate in his case. Three people were killed and eight people injured in the shootings at the clinic in 2015. Colorado students' encounters with law enforcement were way down in the 2020-2021 school year. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
That's because many schools went remote during the pandemic. Boys have the most contact with law enforcement, 65%. White students were involved in 55% of incidents overall. They were most likely to be charged with marijuana-related offenses and assault. Hispanic students were involved in 35% of incidents. They were most likely to be charged with disorderly conduct and burglary offenses. Black students involved in 8% of incidents were charged with 24% of assault incidents. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An insect outbreak could dim the fall colors in southern Colorado. A type of moth that attacks aspen trees has affected tens of thousands of acres. But Alex Rudney with the U.S. Forest Service in Chaffee County says there are some unaffected areas, and the oaks and cottonwoods put on colorful displays too.
It's always an adventure looking for the nice colors, and you never know what you find.
He reminds visitors to the forest to be prepared for changing weather. A longtime Denver police officer has filed a complaint against the police department alleging discrimination. Sergeant Carla Havard says she was retaliated against after speaking out about a culture of harassment in policing.
I consider myself to be an employee that was always hopeful that things would get better, and they are. But progress doesn't mean that harm is not being created.
Havard's discrimination complaint is the latest filed by women against Denver's police department in recent years, and there's more about it later in this hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.